It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, Adam Bash with you again with This Day is History. Short synopsis, I met an angel in late August. I got a little bit of slack last time. I just said I met an angel and I didn't talk about Adriel like specifically. So I met an angel named Adriel. Okay, is it better? Adriel's been living in my basement lately, doing a lot of the editing for this show, and posting every morning because I sleep way past 6 o'clock. So it's been really convenient. Anyway, Adriel granted me the power/curse to erase one day from the history of existence, which I'm going to use over the course of the next year. I'm, of course, basing that solely on celebrity birthdays. So here we do a celebrity birthday deathmatch, basically, where we just take the rolling in champion of crap, which right now is September 10th's birthdays, which were Ryan Phillippe, Arnold Palmer, and Joe Perry, top celebrities from September 10th. They're going to go up against today's celebrities, September 15th. Today's actually a pretty good day for celebrity birthdays, all things considered. Now, it's been a while since I have seen somebody like Beyonce up at the top of this or Freddie Mercury, and we got hit with that 1-2 punch the 4th and 5th, and like I felt like the train was a-rolling. And then we've kind of been we've been off of it a little bit, I feel like we've had some down days. And today is, I mean, by recent standards, a pretty strong showing, okay? I'm just waiting for us to get back to one of those powerhouses, you know, when it's Cyndi Lauper's day, boy, you're going to hear some stuff, right? But for now, we're just going to see what we got, okay? So today, let's get some honorable mentions out of the way. Honorable mentions. Well, okay, so Jimmy Carr was born on September 15th. He's a comedian. He's pretty funny. Dan Marino, quarterback for your Miami Dolphins, is a September 15th baby. Sorry, I just burped there right in the microphone. That's really appropriate. Robin Thicke, the singer, Blurred Lines, you know that guy, September 15th. Heidi Montag, it says here she's a singer. I don't know. Anyway, she was born on September 15th also. Okay, so there's a handful of people. Agatha Christie. I'm also going to throw that out there. Agatha Christie was born on September 15th in 1890. Sorry, your relevance is a little bit faded. Okay, it's like, God, it's 127 years later. Sorry, Agatha. Fucking stay fresh, you know? Should have wrote about wizards. Whatever. Okay, so 3, 2, 1. Let's run through it real quick for September 15th. Okay, number three, I'm going to throw out there as Tom Hardy. Okay? Tom Hardy is, he's an actor. He's well known, I guess, now. I got to be honest, when Tom Hardy burst into the acting forefront, when he was playing Bane in one of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, whichever one that was, I thought he was a wrestler. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you, I thought he was a wrestler. This is a real bit of inside Adam's head, but I had him confused with Jeff Hardy, who was one of the Hardy Boys, who was a professional wrestler. And to my credit, I knew was that there was a guy with the last name Hardy. And he was a big, super muscly guy, and he was in the new Batman movie. And he had a mask, so I didn't know. But I should have figured it out in subsequent movies. But I kept thinking that this was like another Rock situation, where it was a wrestler turned actor, and now everybody thinks he's amazing. And I'm like, well, that's a real feel good story right there. You know, later I found out that in probably a very awkward conversation that I had with a coworker, I believe, that no, Tom Hardy had never been a wrestler. And in fact, he was always been an actor. And so I felt real bad about that. Anyway, Tom Hardy was very good in the new Mad Max Fury Road. Oh boy, was that a good movie. And he was really good in it. So, I mean, I'm pretty staunchly pro Tom Hardy now that I know who he is. And you know what? I'm pro Jeff Hardy also. The thing I'm worried about is, like, will Jeff Hardy ever be on this podcast? I don't know. I'll be on the lookout for Jeff Hardy, okay? I don't know when his birthday is. I'm not going to look. But I will be on the lookout for Jeff Hardy. And someday, Jeff Hardy's name will be on this thing. And I'll be like, there it is. Gotcha. That day. I mean, it's probably not going to be saved by Jeff Hardy alone. It's going to have to be somebody else. Because I'm actually not a huge fan of wrestling. So I don't even know how these wires got crossed in my head in the first place. Anyway, Tom Hardy, number three. Number two, Oliver Stone. Oliver Stone, Academy Award-winning director. He directed JFK and Nixon and Platoon and Natural Born Killers. He wrote Scarface, if I remember correctly. Oliver Stone. I mean, you can't argue with that body of work, right? Not every movie that he directed was a barn burner. Not everyone was a hit, but boy, the ones that were hits, something there, right? So Oliver Stone, number two. And number one, the most, gosh, you know what? I think other people would probably rate these differently. This might be a reverse list from a lot of people's lists. But God damn it, I'm going to go with my heart here. And number one, Tommy Lee Jones. Okay, people, Tommy Lee Jones is a goddamn national treasure. I don't say that about a lot of people. I mean, I guess I probably do. I get a little bit hyperbolic. Yeah, that's the one. I get a little bit hyperbolic here on the show. And so I probably say things like that all the time. But I do really enjoy Tommy Lee Jones' work. The Fugitive would not have been the same. That's for sure. I mean, who would have squared off against Steven Seagal in Under Siege if not Tommy Lee? Think about that. Think about, oh, we just talked about Oliver Stone. Think about Natural Born Killers. How would that movie have gone without Tommy Lee Jones? I have to throw in the Jones. I like to refer to him as Tommy Lee, like, informally. But, I mean, there is a Tommy Lee, and he's not in consideration for any of this stuff. So, yeah, I mean, Men in Black, that was, I mean, it was a lot of Will Smith. But, I mean, hey, that duo was intoxicating, okay? And hey, I remember as a child, I remember when Lonesome Dove came out, okay? And I mean, I didn't watch it. It was a miniseries, but I remember this stern-faced gentleman. And I mean, I guess it was Lonesome Dove, the majority of the cast of that were very stern-faced people. And I think you could probably say that about most Western movies, is that they try to find people based solely on the sternness of their face. But anyway, I've heard he was great in that as well. So anyway, Tommy Lee Jones, number one. Now, I'm not gonna push some agenda here to make you think that September 10th has a chance at this. They obviously don't. I mean, that 3-2-1 mix is pretty strong. Tom Hardy versus Ryan Phillippe. Come on. Oliver Stone and Arnold Palmer, Joe Perry and Tommy Lee Jones. It's open and shut. Sorry, September 10th, you are now streak kings here because you have sucked another day. So you'll be back to face off against September 16th. Good luck with that. In the meantime, September 15th, you're sitting pretty. You're doing wonderful. Keep at it. Keep putting out good toms, first of all. Keep just putting out good toms. You know, that might be your claim to fame. And I'll see all you guys next time, tomorrow, here on This Day is History. Bye.